This is the Straight Truth Podcast, biblical answers to difficult questions from a Christian worldview.
Pastor, in a couple places in the Psalms, there are exhortations to be still, and I'm thinking Psalm 46 is one of them. In the New Testament, the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is talking about prayer. He exhorted to pray in secret and not as the Pharisees do, who do this sort of open-air prayer so that they might be heard. And this seems to encourage a kind of silence and solitude in the Christian life. And I wonder if you could speak about that. How can moments or maybe periods of time of silence help us in our spiritual lives or enhance it in one way or another? What do you think?
Yeah, and adding to what you just shared, there's the exhortation in Scripture to meditation. Mm-hmm. So a man who meditates on the Word of God day and night, for example,
yeah.
Psalm 1.
Yeah.
So, yeah, activity can be, it's not always the case, but activity can be avoidance. Like if I stay busy, I don't have to deal with this. I don't have to think about this. If I can just stay busy. And so one reason why God has designed as a part of our life of worship, moments dedicated to quietness and reflection and meditation on truth, prayer, private times of worship, is that we would come face to face with things we would otherwise avoid. It's in those quiet moments that I'm able to reflect on what my life is versus what it's called to be. It's in those quiet moments I'm able to reflect on what my relationship, for example, with my wife or my children is versus what it's called to be in the Word of God. So one of the reasons why moments of silence and quietness is necessary is not to miss what I would otherwise miss. It's also a time of receiving things that you won't receive any other way. So in my relationship with the Lord, it's a life of fellowship. It's not just giving, it's receiving. In what God has designed, prayer and the reading of the Word, there's a receiving that takes place. And so if I don't devote time to that, there's no way to tap into the benefits the Lord has designed for it to be. So am I taking the time? I mean, prayer takes time.
Mm-hmm.
Reading the Word of God takes time. Meditating on Scripture takes time. Am I devoting time to it? Where do you find the time? In a very busy culture, we live very busy lives. You have to dedicate time to it. You have to choose it. You have mm-hmm. to design it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to schedule it. One of the things I always encourage people to do as well is, keep your Bible on your nightstand. Mm-hmm. Carry it with you in your car.
Mm-hmm.
Take advantage of those natural moments where you have a break. And to read the Scriptures before you go to bed at night. It's quiet. Get up in the morning. Read the Scriptures before you head out to the day. It's quiet. You have a lunch break, you're in your car, take your Bible out and read it. It's quiet. So I think there the times of meditation, times of quietness are necessary to the kind of fellowship that we need with the Lord every day.
Yeah, I am wondering about those practical steps because we do, it feels like our day and our time is certainly much more hurried, certainly much more busy, loud noise all around us. Even our phones, it's just noise.
Yeah.
I mean, if I leave my phone up and I can actually see the screen, I don't turn it over, then it's going to flash me every
right.
so often. It's just kind of this regular noise. And so it feels like this a practice of silence and solitude, even in prayer, feels so countercultural in some ways.
It is.
I mean, it's like, oh, that was much easier 1,000 years ago than what it is today. And that could really be true. So what are the practical steps to implement that? I mean, I could say, let me tell you that I could justify, well, I'm praying without ceasing though. I'm going throughout my day
and I'm
walking to this or that. I'm in the car. I'm praying. It's not really silence, right? And which means there's some sort of distraction attempting to invade my mind and where it might be better for my prayer life, certainly, and my attention toward God if I implemented these moments of silence. And same thing for meditation, like you're saying. I mean, my
right.
Bible study is going to be better if I don't have all these other things happening or distracting me. Maybe that's easier in some points of the day than others, but let's just say, you know, what advice might you give to, let's just say, a teenager, an adult male, an adult female? Like what?
First, I just want to affirm what you've said, and sure. it's spot on. It really is about focus, isn't it? It's like the myth of multitasking. Someone says, I'm a good multitasker. No one
yeah, can do that.
Is a good multitasker. I mean, some are better than others. But anytime you're multitasking, you're not giving your full attention to any of the things you're attempting to do at the same time.
Right.
So you're robbing your effectiveness in all those areas you're attempting to do at the same time, because effectiveness ramps up with focus. So one of the reasons why we have private moments of prayer, in addition to everyday, you know, spirit of prayer going on, is because we need focus in prayer. We can go back, though, can't we, Josh, just to the scriptures, because you ask, does the Bible give us pictures of prayer on the move? Yes. There are places, I can't remember the address right now, but you know, in the book of Acts where Paul utters a prayer right in the midst of a conversation, and the scriptures tell us that he did. Mm-hmm. So you see prayer on the move in scripture, but you also see Jesus, the Son of God, retiring, finding places of solitude to devote himself to prayer. If he needed that, the Son of God, God incarnate in his relationship with his Father, I don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
So you see both public prayer, private prayer, prayer on the move, prayer in solitude. So if we just embrace what the scriptures teach, we're going to see our need for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you're getting at and is right on is we're actually neglecting something the scriptures explicitly set before us as a part of the Christian life. We are not just told to pray on the move. Mm-hmm. We're also given examples, multiple examples, of devoting ourselves to private prayer that would require solitude. So it's really getting back. The Word of God provides the answers for the questions we're asking. Mm-hmm. Get back to what the Scriptures set forth, and you're going to do that. Now, how do you achieve it?
You have to
choose it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
You have to choose it. You have to decide for it. Like, this is important. Therefore, I'm going to make the choice to make it a part of my life. And that, it just gets down to decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Will I decide to do this?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to mean putting something away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it means you turn the TV off.
Right.
It means you put the phone away. It means you say goodnight to someone and go find a private place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it's time for them to go to bed, and they can have their own private time, and I'm going to have my own private time. You know? So it's making choices.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, Straight Truth is listener supported. So if you'd like to find out ways how you can help us to continue to produce this podcast, you can go to our website and find out ways to do that, straighttruth.net. At that website, you'll also find links to all of our previous episodes and our social media channels, so be sure to check it out. Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.